sleep in here? Wake up.
Carol's on her way. I wouldn't push the button. I think she already had them ready.
That's what you gotta do.
I'm just saying.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
They don't give us passwords because we just here temporarily.
You could guess it if you tried.
Password.
This one. I think I've seen this one recently. It's a nice house when it's full.
You ready, Chip?
Yes, sir.
Everybody else ready on the board?
Yes.
Ready on minutes?
Yes.
Okay. We'll call the code enforcement meeting to order for December 8, 2011. And at this time, I'd ask anybody in the audience, if you have a cell phone, if you'd please silence it or put it on vibrate. At this time, I'd like to ask, will you leave us an invocation, Teresa?
Okay. Lord, I ask, thank you for allowing us to attend this meeting and that you weigh in on our decisions and that our decisions are fair and just. Lord, thank you and go with those that leave here. May they be safe and have happy holidays. Thank you.
Everybody stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. There's your flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mrs. Sparkman?
Here.
Mrs. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Ruchlaer?
Here.
Mrs. Wilson?
Here.
And Mr. Musley?
Here.
And Mr. Bakovic is excused.
Okay.
We have a quorum.
First item of business.
We have a quorum.
Okay. First item of business is the approval of the minutes from the prior meeting.
I make a motion we accept the minutes.
Okay, I got a motion from Ms. Wilson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
A second from Mr. Sparkman. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Swear at officers. Oh, swear in officers. I'm sorry.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
For the record, I'd point out that Charles Rich, Matt Leibfried, Dwayne Thomas, Lorraine Kennedy, Ann Baker, James Vo, and Raymond Furing accepted the oath.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to just lay some ground rules out for those in the audience, and then we'll turn the presentation of the cases over to Chip Rich with the City of Ocala. If you're here tonight on a case, when you hear your case called, you may move closer to the front of the room if you'd like. Otherwise, the City of Ocala will put on their case. You may then come up and you can try to rebuke their case. You can admit the claims, or you can have a discussion. If you call witnesses, we go by loose rules. If you present anything in the evidence, though, it will be kept here as evidence. It cannot be returned to you. With that, does anybody else with the board want to make a statement? Okay, we'll turn it over to Mr. Rich.
Good evening, board members. My name is Charles Rich, the City of Ocala. I'm a duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement. I'm certified in all four levels of training. I've been a code enforcement manager for a little more than 3 years now. I have about 30 years law enforcement experience, so I'll be presenting the cases this evening. I would point out to the board that we do have some members of the Boy Scouts are present this evening. Just as observers, they're going to hang out for a little bit and watch and see how things go, and I guess they'll depart when they're ready to.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. If it pleases the board, we do have some representation this evening available, and I would like to proceed to those cases if it reads with your approval.
Yeah.
If you'd switch to the petitions section of your presentation this evening. The first petition that I bring to your attention is COM 10-1884. I apologize. This is in a reduction, so I'm going to have you back out to COM 10-1884. Does everybody able to find that?
It's in the petitions folder.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Petition to request reduction of penalty.
Just Nick Pusak?
Yes, sir. Joe Sraya LLC.
Okay.
Joe Sraya 1 LLC. The city stands in agreement with this petition and would move that we reduce the fine as requested to zero.
Okay.
He's already paid costs in the case.
Okay. Generally, when we have the city in agreement on a reduction, we've pretty much gone along with it. But at this time, I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the petition or the denial of it.
I'll move to approve the petition.
Okay. We've got a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Sorry, second. Just trying to read it.
Okay. I got a motion and a second for the approval of it. Is there any further discussion? Everybody had a chance? Okay, we'll call the question. All in favor of it, say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you very much. Moving on the agenda, we have another individual here for a petition. This is case COM 11-1788. The city's in agreement with this respondent and would move to reduce the costs, reduce the fine to zero and request just costs. Cost would be $162.13. This respondent has taken corrective action to correct a property that he purchased at auction. And of course, when he purchased the property at auction, he got everything that came along with it. He's already taken action to bring the property in compliance and has assured us that he's willing to take additional whatever action has been required to take, and he has also already applied for his building permit and been granted the building permit. So city,
how much is the cost again?
Cost are $162.13.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
I move a motion we accept.
Mr. Sparkman, motion to reduce to $162.13.
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Wilson. Is there any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries.
We have another person here that's not in a petition but in a non-compliance hearing, which is on page 8 of your agenda.
Okay.
This is Florida Low Income Housing, Inc.
That's the first one?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
COM 11-0083.
So you're wanting to remove that from the consent portion of it, which is what we usually do those at the end.
We will remove that and hear it if it's
okay.
If it's approved by this board.
Okay. What do you want to do with this one?
They want to appeal to the board for and I don't know exactly how much time. I'm assuming 30 or 60 days.
4 months.
120 days. City doesn't have any problem with that.
City's not in opposition to it. So what are you asking us to do then?
We'd be granting an extension to the previous board order of 120 days.
Okay. And you're
so we'll take care of
that.
Yes, sir. We'll prepare that.
Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll be.
Ms. Brown makes a motion to extend it by 120 days. Is there a
second?
Second by Mr. Sparkman. Is there any discussion? We'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion's granted.
Thank you very much. We have one more non-compliance hearing. COM 11-1798. We'd like to remove this one from the non-compliance hearing and hear this case now.
Okay. Geneva May Grant.
She has got someone here to speak on her behalf that has a letter of standing.
Okay. Is this something that the city's going to...
The city would stand in opposition to this.
This is an opposition one. Okay.
The board may recall... Did this go to the Board of Magistrates previously? The board may recall this is the property that we took emergency measures to do a partial cleanup on the property for foodstuffs that were smelling up the entire neighborhood. The property scored low enough that the board ordered that a demolition occur.
Okay.
They have not obtained their permit to get a demolition or repair. and the city would stand in opposition to extension of time due to the fact that we have a dilapidated structure, unsecured, and with a mess all over the property.
Okay. Sir, would you like to approach, please?
Is this your letter from her? Okay, I'm going to put this on the screen for them.
Can you state your name, and you'll need to be sworn in, please?
My name is Earl Porter, 2921 Northeast 14th Street, apartment 201 Ocala.
Please raise your right hand.
Pardon?
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I state the reason I'm here. Am I?
Yes, sir.
Am I out of order?
Yeah, you need to address them, though.
Yes.
Just the lawyer.
Okay, I'm trying to read your read your note here. In the to make a long story short, what are you requesting of us tonight? The city is saying that she is past the point where she would have to have the building torn down or obtain a permit to get it repaired. Are you asking for additional time? Or you?
Yes, sir, I am.
What are your intentions for the property?
Find out what needs to be done and so forth.
Why hasn't she done that up until now?
Because she's in the nursing home on her back.
Okay.
How long has she been in a nursing home, sir?
Apparently 2 years, because a year ago, I visit a nursing home every Saturday. I'm there, nursing home, hospital, wherever. And a few people from my church, and I found that she was there. And a little bit after that, she had to go, and I didn't realize that, to another nursing home. She was there a year. I didn't realize it. So when I did.
What is going to change that she'll be able to attend to this affair?
Big worm?
What is going to change? Is she getting ready to get out of the nursing home, or is
she's out of the nursing home now. She's in an apartment. It's not very far from where she lives. And I talked with her an hour ago, and she thinks she's on her way back, to the hospital. And I'm going to stand for her. I'm going to do everything that I can to save her house. And I'd like to know what it's going to take to, what we'll have to do immediately to prevent her house from being demolished and so forth, and the city taking it.
Well, the city's not going to take the property, okay? The city will demolish the house because the previous board order was not complied with. And that order was for her to number one, to secure the property, which obviously I don't think has been done. Well, I can't say obviously because I've not seen any evidence, which the city is alleging has not been done. The city also asked her to either get a building permit to repair the house or get a permit to demolish the house, of which she has done none. Well, so that she was given a time frame to accomplish that in, and here we sit tonight, she's outside of that time frame, and you're basically telling us you're not sure what you need to do.
Well, she's put it in my hand now. If I can get some time, then I'll let you know what can be done.
Well, how much time do you need, sir?
I'm asking for 30 days.
30 days?
Yes,
what
sir.
Okay. And what will you be able to accomplish in the 30 days? You will know at the end of the 30 days whether
exactly.
You will have the funds
exactly.
To get it repaired.
Sure. Yes, sir. That's a promise.
Will it be done in 30 days? Complete? Like, we won't have a problem with this house in 30 days? Or we have to come back and revisit this house in 30 days? That's a question. Is it going to be complete? Like, it's not, the house is going to, or the property is going to be brought to code in 30 days?
Right. Or if I feel it can't be, then I will get one of your people to come out and ask if it's adequate or whatever. And they said, well, no, that won't do it. And then we'll go from there. Whatever you see you have to do, fine.
It's just a little bit more involved in that. You're going to have to hire some individuals, probably an architect, maybe an engineer. I don't recall the structural evaluation on this or what it scored. I don't know if the floor joists are weak or if the roof's weak. I'm not sure what tipped it under, but he's wanting 30 days.
I think it's reasonable to give him the time if he could secure it.
I think that the city would be in agreement to 30 days if we could just get the property cleaned up within 7 days and the doors and windows.
Can you get the property cleaned up and the door secured and the window secured?
Or what about getting the property cleaned up real nice on the outside and getting it boarded up, plywood, the windows that aren't?
Can you do that within 7 days?
7 days?
Yes, sir.
And then 30 days before you can make a decision on whether you're going to take it down.
Can you get that done within 10 days? That's about as long as we've given anybody to secure property. 10 days.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's.
Can I have a motion?
I'll put a motion.
Mr. Sparman?
That he has the yard cleaned up within 10 days and the house boarded up.
Right.
Within 30.
No, within 10.
Within 10.
10.
Within 10. Within 10 days.
And then he secures either a building permit or a permit to demolish within
30
days.
Within the 30 days. So you have to have the house cleaned up, boarded up.
Right.
And the yard cleaned up within 10 days.
Around the house and so forth and boarded up.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And what you need to do is when you get that done, you need to call the city, have them come out and get a reinspection, okay?
Right, okay.
And then I'm sure we'll see you here in 30 days because nothing ever works out like everybody thinks it does.
Well, give me a chance and if I don't do it, then you know what you have to do.
Okay.
I'm asking for a little time. That's all I'm doing.
So I got a motion. Mr. Sparman made the motion.
Right.
And there's a second by Ms. Wilson. Carol, is there any, you clear on that?
I got it.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. You got 30 days to get your permits one way or another. And you got, but you only got 10 days to get it boarded up and the yard cleaned. Okay?
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. God bless.
You're going to keep that paper? Yeah, we have to keep that paper.
All right.
We can give you a copy of it.
Please, the board, I just need a minute here to catch up. We'll be proceeding in your agenda to page 3, case COM 11-2463, please, the board. Case number COM 11-2463. We'll be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator status. The City of Ocala versus Roberta S. Kissel. A case location of 1129 Northeast 9th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A case involving Inspector Lorraine Kennedy. The parcel ID is 2618-003-031. Legal service was obtained on 11-19-2011 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 11-17-2011 for the notice of hearing. As part of your presentation, I have included a copy of the previous board order. For violation of section 122-1193.
Where's that at, Jeff?
Abandoned derelict vehicles and trailers.
No, the board order, is that in the beginning?
The previous board order is, I apologize, on page 6 and page 7.
Okay.
They have an affidavit of compliance as well on page 8. As part of your presentation at the end, I've included photographs of the condition as the property was when Officer Kennedy was most recently out there, indicating the additional problem that we're having again. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property has had many other cases. The last on March 16th, 2011 for violation of section 3495 and 34122 qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violations have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. We were notified this afternoon at about 4:30, I believe, but Ms. Kennedy was notified that they may have gotten some more of this property into compliance. Therefore, the city is going to present a staff recommendation. We would let them speak what they would like to say, and then probably we'll be going out for an additional inspection.
Okay, is your staff recommendation different than the staff recommendation in the file here?
No, sir. But if you want me to read it in the record because they're here, I will do so.
Go ahead.
Staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and 34122 as repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of Florida statutes and order them to 1. Cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2. Remove all abandoned and or derelict vehicles from the property and get them properly registered and operational. And 3. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $500 per day and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have. And
the respondent is here, correct?
The respondent is here, yes.
Okay.
Question for Lorraine on the pictures.
Pardon me?
I have a question for Lorraine.
Go ahead.
Step up, Lorraine.
Officer Kennedy, I noticed that on the pictures that on 11-17, it looks like the yard has been cut. And on 12-2, similarly, it's the weeds that were initially in the first photos are gone. Is that the issue with the weeds?
The issue was the junk and debris.
Just mainly
the
junk?
And the vehicle.
Okay. And the junk, you mean like there's a bike, there's a pail?
The junk and debris along the fence line, and then in the front there, yeah.
As indicated at the top of page 3, there's a fence line in the back of the property that has the junk and debris as indicated.
He has cleaned that up as of this afternoon, late this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And the vehicle was still there when I rode by, but he says it's gone also. I'll go check that in the morning.
Okay.
Is all the, on the bottom of page 3, is all of that junk in the doorway, is that gone?
The walkway and through the house.
Yeah, like the chair and the.
I'd have to go take a better look tomorrow.
I mean, I'm thinking they proved the junk and debris and they proved the derelict vehicle. As far as getting it reinspecting, that's up to. Yeah.
That's part of the getting it fixed.
That's part of getting it fixed, yeah.
And we've offered them additional time as part of our.
It looks like it has gotten worse because I'm looking at the file from April, and in April, it doesn't have as much junk and debris, and then the car looks just like it moved to another a more prominent place in the yard.
That was our observations as well.
Yeah. Okay, are you saying you're going to give them more time?
Well, we've offered as part of the staff recommendation, we've offered them 14 days before any additional fine would accrue.
Okay.
They do have the cost of prosecution, and we would like to secure an order pending our reinspection on the property.
Okay. Mrs. Kessler?
Kessel?
Yes.
Okay. Would you approach, please?
Yes,
you'll
sir.
Need to be sworn in.
Yes.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Roberta Kessel, 3 Hickory Track Pass, Ocala, Florida, 34472.
Thank you.
I was not made aware of this violation until November 23rd. As soon as I received the letter from the city, I spoke with the tenant of the home. He has complied with your request. The car has been removed completely from the properties. The debris beside the fence that was considered junk was a weight bench and has been removed. The doors have been cleaned up, and the partial fence that was towards the front of the property removed as well. As she said, she will be out in the morning to reinspect.
Okay.
I would request this not be considered a repeat violation. The prior case was due to the storage container that was on the property because of a home fire and repairs that was removed and cleaned up.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, that's all.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any questions anybody has of either the city or Ms. Kessel? If not, we can start our deliberations. I'll take any comments or a motion at this time.
Okay. I move to accept staff recommendations.
Okay. I got a motion for Ms. Roos to accept the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, second. Now, we've got it on the floor. Is there any discussion on that?
Yes. Well, she brings across the point that she doesn't want to be considered a repeat violator, which would affect the fine here. Is there some validation to that? Does the city have a reply to that?
Well, I think as long as she gets it cleaned up, that the repeat violator fine never really comes into question.
Mm, but it goes on her record as a repeat. So the next time and the next
time. Well, there's no double repeat. So
yeah.
I think it's clear. Well, let me ask Mr. Gilligan. I mean, does it have to be the exact same offense for it to be a repeat violator, or is it just the property?
Property.
Just
okay,
a property.
So
no matter what. Okay.
Again, if you go by the letter of the law,
mm-hmm,
you know, unfortunately,
right,
you know, she falls into repeat violator, but it does seem like she's being very proactive and she's addressed the problem. It's going to be fixed by the 14 days.
She didn't know
it's already fixed.
Yeah, it's already fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, my problem with it is that it got worse. It didn't get any better.
Right. It got worse from the first time.
And being on notice from the first time, she should have paid more attention to the situation that was going on at this house.
Mm-hmm.
She got slapped with it once. I mean, this is a repeat offense, so therefore it should be treated as a repeat offense.
Okay, we've had a discussion on the repeat offense. We have a motion. We have a motion on the floor and a second. Is there any further discussion by anybody? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Okay, you have been found guilty. We've imposed a staff recommendation. As long as you get the property completely cleaned up within the 14 days, and evidently you're thinking that you're going to get reinspected tomorrow and pass, then the fine will not happen. Now, there are the case costs that are applicable in this, and Ms. Kennedy can explain those to you. Okay.
Just a clarification for the record, Pat. There is a provision in here about a repeat offender. It says the same provision within 5 years prior to the violation.
No, it says...
on this, well, what Chip has in here, I don't know. It's on page... It's chapter 162.04, number 5, definition of a repeat.
There's the disjunctive or in there.
Mm-hmm.
It means violation of a provision of a code or ordinance by a person who has been previously found through a code or any other to have violated has been the same. So
or
I think
any
disjunctive
other.
Disjunctive or is not.
So it's the or that.
Code or any other code.
That brings in the prior violation, even though it wasn't the same violation.
No, it just says or any other judicial process, but it says to have violated or who has admitted violating the same provision within 5 years. It does not say or any other violation.
Well, let me read it carefully.
Contention is that the previous case was also for 3495 and the 122.1193,
okay,
which
yeah,
they...
Well, I would like to point out to the board, we have voted on this.
Oh, yeah. That's just...
But I think she's got a good point.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I'm careful about my reading. You're saying it was the same charge anyway, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, it's muted in this point, but...
Okay.
Okay. No more interruptions. Okay.
I think you're right. It's the same violation.
Yeah.
So I stand corrected. It's the same violation. But you're saying you charged her with the same violation.
Previously.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on to the next case, please.
Yes, sir. We have additional representation. If it pleases the board, I'd like to move to page 4 of the agenda. CUM 112639.
Still in what?
CUM 112639.
The top.
Valencia?
Yes, sir. It's the city of Cala versus David A. Palencia. Palencia, thank you very much. We'd be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator as well. This is the city of Ocala versus David Palencia, a case location at 1401 Northwest 24th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a case by Officer Matt Leibfried, a violation of Section 3495, weeds accumulation of trash or other unsightly, unsanitary matter, The parcel ID is 22125-000-00. Legal services obtained 11-8-2011 for the notice of violation and 11-28-2011 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 11-4-2011 for the notice of violation and 11-23-2011 for the notice of hearing. We've also included as part of your presentation on page, I believe it's going to be the same pages, page 7, 8, and 9 of your presentation, a copy of the previous board order qualifying this case as a repeat violator as well. Officer Matt Leibfried located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code as stated in that it contains junk and debris. Additional investigation by Officer Leibfried revealed that the respondent was found guilty by the CEB in June of 2010 for a violation of section 3495 in another case qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Officer Leibfried was also contacted by the respondent who advised that he would remedy the violation. However, the respondent never did. All attempts by Officer Leibfried to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. At the end of your presentation, we've included some photographs.
Okay, where's it? What's the junk and debris?
This fencing is laying all over the ground in the backyard here.
Okay.
And in dilapidated condition.
Okay.
We had received complaint about the conditions out here and have been working in this neighborhood to try and get things cleaned up.
Is there anything else other than the fence?
No, sir.
Okay.
That's all that we have. The staff recommendation would be find the respondent guilty of violating code section 3495 as a repeat violator per chapter 16204 of Florida statutes for code section 3495 in order to cut and clean up. Well, this is going to be just a cleanup of the property, properly removing the junk and debris.
So basically, if he removes the fencing,
he would clean up
on
that
the property.
Fencing, if he would clean up that fencing, we're all good.
Okay. Okay, Mr., do you have anything else?
Just the rest of the staff recommendation,
okay.
Which is the bottom page 2 of your presentation.
Okay. Is there any questions?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. Mr. Palencia, you may approach.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give tonight will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
David Palencia. The address is 1236 Southeast 17th Street, Ocala, Florida, 34471.
Thank you.
Mr. Palencia, at this time, you can try to sway the board that the fence does not constitute junk, or you can say I'll get it removed and I'll have it removed within 14 days.
I'll have it removed. Can I tell you that this property is giving me such problems? You know, if somebody broke into the property, they have taken all the copper, all the AC, the appliances, they knocked all the ceilings down. So I try to keep it secure as much as I can. I didn't know it was the fence. I thought, because I clean up all the time, I go by there and pick things up.
Okay.
Bore the windows up. But I'll pick it up within a couple of days. You give me 5 days and I'll do it.
Okay. Well, I think the staff recommendation is to give you 14 days.
Okay.
As you saw from their staff recommendation, if you don't get it done, the fine this time goes up substantially.
No. I'll get it done.
I would encourage you, if we find you guilty, that you bring the property into compliance.
I will do that.
Okay. Does anybody have any further questions?
No. Just remind them to remember to call when
you start. And don't forget, you need to call for a reinspection.
Oh, okay. I'll do it. I'll pick it up.
Okay. Okay. At this time, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll accept the staff recommendation.
Okay. I got a motion from Ms. Brown to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second?
I'd second.
Second from Ms. Roos. Is there any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Okay, Mr. Palencia, you've been found guilty. You have 14 days to clean up the property and remove the junk and debris. There will be an administrative cost, and your case manager can explain that to you. Okay? Thank you very much.
If it pleases the board, we proceed to page 7 of your agenda. COM 110273. Oh, they just showed up in.
So who is it?
This is Deborah Denhard.
Denhard.
And I believe this is going to be in your petitions.
In the petitions?
Yes, sir.
0273, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And what page is it on here?
page 7 of the agenda.
Okay.
So you won't have a case preparation sheet because this case has already been heard previously. And I have provided for you a copy of the petition of the request, the previous board's finding of fact, and the complete case from the previous hearing. This was quite a while ago, so that you could look at the photographs or whatever if you'd like. The city stands in opposition for an extension in this case. The city stands in opposition basically because we've had 5 cases here in the last 2 years. This case has been going on since January of this year.
What was the order on this case?
I'll bring it up for you. The findings of fact are next to the petition there.
Okay.
And the findings of fact were: respondent was found guilty of violating City Code Section 82-181 and 82-182. The respondent was to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days, with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Pay the administrative cost of $125, none of which, I mean, they obtained a building permit, but of course that's expired now and no work has been done.
This goes back, when was the order signed?
This order was signed the 18th day of May, 2011. The case started in January of 2011.
Okay.
So we initially made several attempts to try to get it resolved. Okay. But
Ms. Denard? Do I have any more questions of Ms. Chip? Okay. Ms. Denard, you need to be sworn in, please.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
State your name and address for the record.
Deborah Denard, 5880 Northwest 3rd Place, Ocala.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Denard, we've read your petition. We've heard the city side of it, and they're in opposition of it, and this is your chance to speak.
I did get the building permit. It expired, I believe, yesterday. I needed a little more time because the least expensive estimate I got for the roof was $7,000, and that I did not have. I recently had surgery, been out of work for 2 months, and I just needed an extension in order to get the work done.
Is the roof the only thing that needs to be done to bring this thing into compliance?
The roof was the issue of the non-compliance was the roof. Because a tree fell on the roof.
I find it hard to believe that on a...
Because a tree fell all the way through the house, mm-hmm. I had to get the roof, the interior done, and it was some more woodwork around the sides that had deteriorated.
So you got damage inside the house now because water's getting in it, right?
Well, it's a tarp on it, so it's been secure as far as a lot of
yeah, but there's
but
what
it's still damaged, yes.
I noticed that you spoke with, it looks like Bob Spears.
That was the inspector.
And 3/21/2011, and you were given a 2-week extension. What happened with that? March 21st, 2011?
I think I came in for a hearing after then.
Right, but you were granted a 2-week extension. Why didn't you get it done in the 2-week extension?
I don't remember what happened in March.
Okay.
Was a structural evaluation done on this, Chip?
Yes, sir. It was over 50%. So it was in bad, poor condition then, but they felt that if she took immediate action, she could remedy it, and therefore we gave her the opportunity to get 6 months. I understand her position here. I would just like to know if it's her contention that she wants to save the structure, because
yes.
I just think that by the time she gets a GC to get the inside work and the roof done, and
it's going to be very expensive, Mr. Nard.
Close to 50% of the value of that particular structure, as indicated in the photograph.
Yeah, if you don't have the $7,000 to get the roof done, I mean, you're looking at thousands more to to get the inside back up to where you'll be able to get a certificate of occupancy. I would assume she'd have to be able to get a CO at this stage of the game before she could reoccupy the house.
Yes, sir, because the house was in violation of 181 and 182,
yeah.
So it's...
So, ma'am, I think it's more than just a roof problem. This board wants to help you out, okay? But at the same time, I mean, there's been a significant amount of time lapse between the finding of fact in May and now in December. So
the alternative would only be to have it demolished?
Well, ma'am, if you told me tonight that you had the funds and you were ready to re-pull that permit tomorrow, it may make me feel a little different. But when you're telling me that you don't really have the funds to get it repaired,
it scored 65 on that.
Yeah, which isn't bad. But that was in May.
That was in May, and it's been, I know it's had a tarp on it, but, you know, tarps don't perform like a roof.
And we haven't been back out there since, right? It's the city.
No, we were going to proceed with the order, depending what occurred here. I mean, if she had some short-term solution, but, I mean, for a long time, the house was standing wide open.
Right, and I've tried to secure the doors, and somebody comes, take the doors.
In.
They've broken in. I left some appliances and furniture in there, and there's every time I secure it, I go by there.
Yeah.
Windows are broken.
So that's why we kind of take an approach that we need people to either get the properties cleaned up and get people back living in them, because without that, the homes become, you know, places for vagrants and, you know, it's a blight on the community.
Criminal case there previously,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And
okay.
From the neighborhood kind of move in. Our position, we'd like to get this off of center, whatever the board's desire is with respect to the respondent.
Mr. Knott, do you think you can make a final decision on this? I mean, we've given you extension, and I can understand my colleagues here are kind of hesitant about giving you any more, but, I mean, this is, you know, at some point, I understand you don't have the funds, but a decision has to be made at this point whether it's going to be, I'm going to do it or am I going to tear it down. It's not going to be whether you have the money anymore, because it's going to be quite a bit of repairs that need to be done here to get you back in the coop.
I don't really know the cost of tearing it down as compared to the cost of repairing it.
It's cheaper.
Significantly cheaper.
Yeah. Can I get just an extension in order to let you know what I can do? Or are you going to just tell me now?
Well, I'd be opposed to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, right now I do not know if you've got support for the petition.
Yeah.
Unless you have anything else, I think we're going to start our deliberations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, at this time, I think we've heard evidence from the city and we've heard evidence from the respondent. Is there a motion to accept the or to approve the petition, or is there a motion to reject the petition?
Well, I'll make a motion that we give her an extension to make the decision, because she's been in had surgery. She's been in the hospital. She's been unemployed, and some tough times out there for our citizens of Ocala. And I realize that she's failed in the sense that she has not acted on this back in May, and perhaps she had at some point she had made the decision and act on it, and then things got more and more behind. And I think I'm willing to give her at least a week to decide, pull a permit, make a decision, if the city's willing to go in on that. So, you know, we can be fair to our citizens and allow them to, you know, she's had unfair circumstances here.
But she can pull a permit tomorrow, but if she doesn't have the funds to get it repaired, we're going to be right back here next. So if you do something, you ought to do it to where the repairs are at least started within a certain amount of time. But I don't even know if I could support it. I don't know if you all have the support from the rest of the board. So.
I can't support any extension on this. This has become a public safety issue if there's been major crime activity in there. So it's not fair to the citizens of Ocala to have something that's criminal activity, making it easier for that to go on. And plus, she lost her job 2 months ago, but it's been since January that this has been going on, and she had a job in January, presumably. And while it's not fair that she's recently lost her job, she should have been working at this before the last minute.
Okay. We've heard, you know, really arguments on behalf of the petition and arguments against the petition. And I'll accept a motion right now for either approval of the petition or rejection of the petition.
All right.
And you have the floor, so I'll...
Okay. I'll make a motion that if she's able to pull a permit and actually start construction, start some sort of work on the roof within 30 days.
Okay. I have a motion to accept the petition, provided that repairs are commenced within 30 days, along with the course of pulling of a permit. Is there a second? Okay. So we've gotten a second. So at this time, I'll look to somebody else to present another motion.
I make a motion to deny the petition.
Okay, I've got a motion to deny the
petition. I'll second that.
I got a second for Mr. Sparkman. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so we've got a 4-1 vote to reject the petition. So, Mr. Dinar, what that means is we've rejected your petition. The original order stands, okay? And I think, Chip, if you could have somebody explain that original order to her again and what the implications are. Okay. Thank you very much, and we wish you good luck.
If it pleases the board, we proceed to page 2 of the agenda. Just take a moment of the board's time. Okay, sorry. I apologize. We do not have any more representation this evening, so we'll start at the top of the agenda. CUM 11-2299.
Okay, this is where you go into warp speed.
Yep. Yes, sir. Can do easy. We'll be proceeding this case as a repeat violator. It's a case of the City of Ocala versus Keith and Helen D'Souza, a location of 4949 Northeast 2nd Loop, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3432 Water Collections, Section 82512 Barrier Required, and Section 82513 Specifications for the Barrier. We do, all certified mail has been returned. We have legally posted the property. We have provided for you a copy of your previous board order, the affidavit of partial compliance, an assignment of judgment, and a final judgment in the case. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property has had many other cases, the last on May 19th, 2011, for violation of code section 3432, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all violations have been unsuccessful, rather than successful, have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has provided the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and we've included photographs of the condition as it's out there on the scene now.
It's kind of odd. They're
mowing the grass.
Mowing the grass.
Yes,
and keeping. Otherwise, I mean, some of the shrubbery looks like it could use a good trimming, but.
Yes, sir.
Is anybody living in the house?
No.
I would doubt it with that pool that shape, but.
But they cut the grass just as far as you can see.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The rest behind
we,
the fence.
Our main problems are the barrier and then, of course, the water collection.
Okay. And there's a staff recommendation, I believe, in here, and they're asking for a repeat violator. And the prior offense was for 3432, which was water collection.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And 3495, but 3495 is not applicable this time. Okay, is there any further questions of Mr. Rich? I'll accept a motion this time.
Take a motion to accept staff recommendations.
Okay, motion for Mr. Sparkman. Is there a second?
A second.
Second for Ms. Wilson. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries.
That'll bring us on the agenda.
Show that the respondent was not present.
Yes, sir. That'll bring us to the next case in the agenda, COM 11-2303, a case by Officer Kennedy, Stonecrest Income and Opportunity Fund 1 LLC, a case location at 718 Northeast 11th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter, We have obtained legal service, and we posted the property. We've included a copy of the SunBiz report. I have photographs at the end of your presentation for you, and the summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kenny located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code, and it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all violations have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have, and I have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 for you.
Oh.
Is the house sinking, Lorraine?
Yeah.
I've seen this.
We may be back another day.
It looks like it's falling.
They actually have this house for sale.
Yes.
I believe you all saw Mr. Tolmo here this evening, who requested a reduction of his. He flew in from California. He's the one that bought the other house that looked similar to this one at auction and then found all the liens on it and everything else.
Well, I entered this house. This house is in terrible shape.
Is it?
Floors are all wavy. The ceilings are falling down.
Maybe it's in a sinkhole because on 12-2,
it's unrepairable.
I think we are in kind of a slippery slope here now, though, with you given what could be somewhat construed as testimony. So
we aren't proceeding in a dangerous structure condition at this point, just for violation of 3495.
I make a motion we accept staff recommendations.
Okay, I've got a motion to accept staff recommendation from Ms. Wilson.
Second
from Ms. Roos. Any questions? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The records know the respondent's not here.
That'll bring us to page 3 of the agenda, COM 11-2323. You all may be familiar with this place. Would be proceeding as a repeat violator in this case as well.
2323.
Okay.
Is there a house in there?
We took that down a couple years ago. This is a case of the City of Ocala versus Robert Rogers and Ingram Elizabeth Stormy and SunTrust Bank, 973 Northeast 19th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495 and Section 34141 through 145. We have obtained legal service with the bank. All certified mail has been returned from the respondent. We posted the property on 11-17-2011. We've included as part of your presentation the previous findings of fact, the affidavit of partial compliance, a SunBiz report, and a new list pendants. As part of your presentation, we also included photographs at the end to show the overgrown condition at this location. Officer Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code as stated. Additional investigation revealed the property has had many other cases, the last on February 9th, 2011 for violation of Section 3495. Qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful and the violations remain. I have a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 for your information of the presentation.
And you're going on this as a repeat violator?
Yes, sir.
Is SunTrust foreclosing or they just kind of turned a blind eye?
There's a less penance in
to the
less
penance. I have, yeah, right. They've been trying to foreclose. We put a copy of the less penance in there.
See.
But I've personally spoken with SunBank about this property a couple of years ago.
5 years ago.
And I don't think they even know it's on their books anymore.
Wow. Damn. Excuse me.
Can you repeat that, Jay?
Jay Musley, Chair.
five and a half years. Okay, is there any further questions? Okay, I've got a motion for Ms. Brown to accept the staff recommendation.
I'll second.
A second for Mr. Sparkman. Is there any further questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries as well. Let the record reflect respondents not present.
That'll bring us to case COM 11-2594, the City of Ocala versus Lee Allen Minchu. This is a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy and a location at 2434 Northeast 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 34121, the definition, and Section 34122, abandoned and derelict vehicles. Section 122.1193, parking of trailers or commercial vehicles in residential areas and using trailers for storage is not authorized. We obtained legal service on this property. We've also posted the property. I've included copies of the condition of the property as it was photographed by Officer Kennedy. She is prepared to provide any answers to questions you may have. Not all of these vehicles are derelict now. He's operating a business out of this house. And we were told, I believe, late today that he had the final vehicles out, just due to the fact that we've had so many cases at this residence. We're attempting to secure an order at this time.
What is this wood? Is that a crate?
Looks like a trailer.
Oh,
it's a portion of a trailer, yes.
Oh. Now, officer, this is not a repeat violator, though.
No, sir. Okay. Not currently. Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed this is the eighth case he has worked on with this respondent since 2005. However, this is the first case brought before the CEB. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. We have included a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions of the board.
I make a motion we accept staff recommendations, find the defendant guilty.
I've got a motion to accept staff recommendation with the defendant found guilty. Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
A second from Ms. Roos. The motion was from Ms. Wilson. Is there any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-2442, a case involving Officer Dan Baker, the City of Ocala versus the estate of Mamie J. Smith, care of Andrew R. Smith III, a case location at 1331 Northeast 15th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 8231, Florida Building Code adopted. We have obtained legal service in this case. We also have proof of posting, and a permit required would be a building/electrical permit. Officer Dan Baker responded to this location by citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the properties in violation of the city's code, as stated, due to electrical work being completed on a hot tub or spa, if you will, without required permits. Per the building official, all new electrical work requires a permit and inspection by the department. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
And you weren't able to work this out with the property owner?
No, sir.
The property owner called me and spoke. It was actually the son, I believe, is who identified himself. He's out of town a couple months at a time. He responded to me. He said, I had a journeyman do it. I'm really not too concerned about it. And I said, well, you got to get a permit for it. And he ignored me. That was about 6 weeks ago. And we're standing here today.
Are you mad because you
were in the building department's primary concern is the fact that he wired a hot tub and spa. That's the primary concern, because you have water and electricity mixed. They want to be able to look at it. We can't go look at it until they get a permit for it.
Were you invited to the party?
Those photographs were actually taken from the alley.
Okay.
Off the property. You can see the primary line coming down through the roof that runs all the way into the breaker panel in the house. I'm sure of it. All I want to do is get a permit.
Were you invited to the party, the spa
no.
party?
Okay.
No. I make a motion we accept staff recommendations.
Well, I want to see.
I guess I was going to say, I don't know if you can say that the thing is, but I do see the conduit running down the back of the house into the spa.
Ah, yeah.
And I can testify that from appearance, you can tell that is brand new work. It is.
Mm-hmm.
The photograph is zoomed in as far as I can get it from standing in the alley without approaching into the backyard without permission.
And there's connections to the
and
house.
And Dan, when
the
you
spa.
Asked him to get a permit, he just said he wasn't going to do that? Or?
Well, he said he had a journeyman do it. It wasn't necessary.
Some work done.
Okay, so he's under the impression he doesn't need one.
Right.
And I might point out that that's where the building official comes in, because apparently the building code has changed now. Whenever you do electrical
right.
work,
mm-hmm.
they require inspection.
What would the cost of a permit be on something like this?
Depending on the cost of the job.
Well, I've had a hot tub installed before.
I think it starts
at
like
that's about a $600 electrical job, I think.
Yeah, it starts at like $35, and then there's a state surcharge of 4.3%, and and then whatever the amount is for the work that was done.
For the amount of trouble that we've gone here, I can ballpark probably 100, maybe 100 a quarter for depending on what needed to be done. He could have solved all of these problems, we wouldn't be standing here talking about it.
It looks like somebody's there because the water's on in the hot tub.
I've actually been there several times. Can't get anybody to answer the door.
Yeah.
And the light's on.
That's a good catch.
So we know the electricity works.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get it.
Yeah, you can see the light.
Was this a citizen complaint? Is that how it came?
Yes, actually, from what he explained to me, it was his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, jeez.
Well, maybe that's why he did it.
It has to happen.
All right, I made a motion.
Okay, I have a motion to accept staff recommendation from Ms. Wilson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
I got a second from Mr. Sparkman. Is there any further questions? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
He had another woman in that tub.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda.
Woman's scorn right there.
Choose your friends carefully. And
you didn't get pictures of the ex-girlfriend.
In the hot tub.
That's why she called over.
COM 11-2219. Officer Baker needs to be excused to go conduct an investigation that he was called to.
Top search, top secret.
The hot tub.
It's a horse case.
Okay.
Horse this is a case.
That last one was a horse case too. Somebody was horsing around.
Yeah.
This is a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala, versus Richard L. Smith and Regions Bank, 1621 Northwest 17th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495 and Section 34141 through 145. We have obtained legal service in this case, except all mail was returned from the respondent. We posted the property and have proof of posting. We've included as additional correspondence a copy of the SunBiz report, FDIC info, and the copy of the respondents. Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint. Upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Thomas added the bank to the case and noticed the bank as a respondent as well. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy the violations have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. We have included a copy of the photographs of the condition of the property as it stands, and we have also included for you a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. Officer Thomas is here and prepared to answer any questions of the board.
I make a motion we accept staff recommendations.
Motion to accept staff recommendations. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Second by Ms. Roos. The original motion was made by Ms. Wilson. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
That'll bring us to case number COM 11-2459. A case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala versus Larry and Jessica Williams. A location of 1741 Northwest 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property and have proof of posting. Officer Dwayne Thomas initially responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the response remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. I have included a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and of course we've also got some copies of photograph.
And this is a repeat violator too, right? Mm-hmm.
No.
This one is not. We've been there before, but this is the first time they've been to the board.
Sure looks familiar.
Thank you.
All right.
There's actually two Larry Williams, and the other Larry Williams has been here many times.
Okay.
But this is Larry and Jessica Williams, which is a different individual.
I make a motion we accept staff recommendations.
Motion for Ms. Williams to accept staff recommendation. Ms. Wilson, is there a second? Mr. Sparkman. Any questions, discussion? Hear none, call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4 of your agenda and case COM 11-2545. a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas. We will be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator for Neil C. Diaz, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter at 1605 Northwest 18th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. We have obtained legal services indicated, and we have proof of posting of the property. Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the properties in violation of city code. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed this respondent has had two previous cases brought before the CEB resulting in two liens, the last one in January of 2011, therefore qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful and the violations remain. I have included photographs for you. As you all are aware, this is in an area where we're trying to get these people to be responsible. This respondent lives in New Jersey, has over the years not been very responsive to our requests, and I have a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation.
Well, haven't they been fined $500 a day already in the previous case?
No, sir. This is the first repeat violator case at this particular residence. We're doing a lot of work in this neighborhood to try to bring this up. If you all have been out there lately, you'll notice that Habitat for Humanity built a whole block of new homes behind these. And
I make a motion we accept staff recommendations.
Got a motion from Ms. Wilson. There's a second from Ms. Brown. Okay. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries as well.
That'll bring us to the top of page 5 of your agenda. COM 11-2612. This is a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, and Scott Boys Pecan Smoked Barbecue, Inc., Mickey T. Scott, and John A. Samuel. The location is 1809 Northwest 10th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Code Section 6261, 6262, 6266, 6276, and 6278. Legal services has been obtained, and we've also posted the property.
Basically, they don't have a
business tax certificate. Yes, sir.
Occupational certificate? Or?
It's been changed by the state to business tax certificate now.
So it's what we would have known in the past as an occupational?
Yes, sir. And this is going on the third year that they've failed to renew.
They just don't feel like they've got to do it?
Yes, sir. And the reason why this is not being brought to you as a repeat violator, even though it is a repeat violator under the chapter 162, is because chapter 205 Florida statutes only allows the value of the business tax certificate to be charged in when we only charge with violation of the business tax certificate. So the staff recommendation indicates all the fees that are due for the business tax certificate, and we are also able to assess the prosecution costs. At some point, we'll be talking with the city attorney about
how's the bar
foreclosing.
How's the what bar? Are you foreclose on?
Evidently, it's not very good because they're not selling a lot. But
what are you going to foreclose on?
Well, we have two options here. You know, our cases proceed against the property that is associated with the case,
even though that clearly is a movable truck
or personal property belonging to an individual.
It's probably you're more successful, but I won't tell you how to run your business.
I'd move to accept staff recommendations.
I've got a motion from Ms. Roos. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second from Mr. Sparkman on this accepting the staff recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries as well.
That'll bring us to COM 11-2285. A case involving Officer James Vogt, City of Ocala Code Enforcement, and City of Ocala versus Robley Investments LC and First United Bank. A violation of Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. Legal service has been obtained, and we properly posted the property. We have proof of posting. As additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the SunBiz report, FDIC info, and a copy of the Les Pendants. Officer James Vaux responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city code. As stated, Officer Vaux observed the building was in need of major repairs to sustain the building. All attempts by Officer Vaux to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I have a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. I would point out that Officer Vaux has had some contact with the bank, and they've indicated their willingness to go in and take care of this problem. But
is this a residential structure or commercial?
No, sir, it is a commercial structure. And it's had a significant tree crashed in through the roof. And
looks like the business is still going down.
Going down?
It's completely vacant. Probably coming soon to the police department will be cultivation of the air conditioners.
Yeah. There's lights on in the building, though.
Correct.
They come on and off.
Yeah.
But it looks like there may be something else going on with those vents coming out the back roof up there. Maybe something inside.
It looked like lights on to me, but I don't know. That may be a sunlight or a security lamp, or might be part of a hole in the ceiling where the sun's coming through.
Something maybe, got something going on.
That's a good question there. I'm trying to think of where this place is at.
2760 Southeast 17th Street.
Right next to your building? No, just kidding.
There's a map on it.
That'd be just...
It's behind First Baptist.
East of 25th Avenue. They're over by First Baptist.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
I'd move to accept staff recommendations.
A motion to accept staff recommendation from Ms. Roos. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second for Ms. Brown. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-2297. Officer James Vaux in the city of Ocala versus Arnold and Melissa Frankie and U.S. Bank National Association. A location at 1018 Southeast 50th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3432, 3495, 34141 through 145.
Nice house.
Legal service has been obtained by the bank. All certified mails have been returned by the respondent. We have proof that we posted the property. We have placed in the record a copy of the Secretary of State of Ohio for the bank information, the FDIC information, and a copy of the Les Brennan's. I have included copies of the photographs of the location at the end of your presentation. And Officer Vaux responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint and found it in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure. Officer Vaux added the bank information to the case and noticed the bank has responded. All attempts by Officer Vaux to have the respondent remedy all the violations have been unsuccessful, and the violations remain. I have included a copy of the staff recommendation at the end of page 2 of your presentation, and we're prepared to answer any questions of the board.
I move to accept staff recommendations.
Got a motion by Ms. Roos to accept staff recommendations. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. Sparkman. Is there any discussion?
Just a quickie on the...
Sure.
Since it's a water violation, do we want to get that pool closed in, or just because it's in the enclosed, we don't have to
We
rush?
Do enclose them, even if they're inside like that, because the water comes from the outside through the screen, and the water that's in the pool is, of course, causing a problem.
Any further discussion? Okay.
Looks like a great house, huh?
Yeah,
it does. Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
30 feet and they would be in the county jurisdiction. That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-2329. This Officer James Vaux in the city of Ocala versus James R. Harville and Wells Fargo Bank. A location at 3319 Southeast 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3495. Section 34141 through 145, Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. We have obtained legal service and we've posted the property. We have proof of posting in the case file. Additional correspondence is a copy of the SunBiz report, FDIC info, and Les Pendants. I have included copies of the photographs of the location at the end of your presentation. Officer James Vogt located this property and observed the property is in violation of city's code as stated. Officer, additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Vogt added the bank to the case and noticed the bank has responded as well. All attempts by Officer Vogt to have the response remedy the violations have been unsuccessful and the violations remain. I have a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and we're prepared to answer any questions of the board.
Looks like the tree has been removed.
A huge tree went through there, yeah. And they took the tree out, but left
just left
the rest of the destruction.
I make a motion we accept staff recommendations.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, I got a motion by Ms. Wilson and a second by Ms. Brown to accept the staff recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries.
That'll bring us to case COM 11-2490, a case involving Officer James Vogt, the City of Ocala versus Lloyd and Desiree Brown. And I'm going to mess this one. Oswin Loan Servicing, LLC.
Aquin.
Aquin, thank
Aquin.
You.
Aquin.
Yeah. 2923 Southeast 23rd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3432, Water Collections, Section 3495, Section 34141 through 145. Legal service has been obtained. We posted the property and approved posting in the case file. We've also provided a copy of the SunBiz report and Les Bennett's report. As part of the license requirement, we will require a
nice
property registration on the house. Yes, very nice house. Mm-hmm. Officer James Vogt located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Vogt added the bank to the case and noticed the bank has responded. All attempts by Officer Vogt to have the respondents remedy all violations have been unsuccessful and the violations remain. I have a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your case file.
Looks like they started doing cleanup and then just...
Yes, sir. That was our impression as well.
But, I mean, the cuttings look fairly fresh, too, now.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Good point. Okay.
Ready?
I make a motion we accept staff recommendations.
Okay. I have a motion to accept staff recommendations. Is there a second?
I'd second.
Second by Ms. Roos. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries as well.
That'll carry us to the middle of page 7 of your agenda in the petition section of your presentation. Case COM 110965 is a presentation presented to this board, or given, requested of this board by, getting to it here, Rio Specialist of Round Point Mortgage Servicing Corporation. I believe that this board is probably fairly familiar with this house on 22nd Avenue. We've had 12 cases brought before the CEB and several cases brought before the board. They're requesting a reduction of this lien. The city would stand in opposition to this reduction. I don't understand why they're trying to reduce this lien after the amount of trouble we've had, but they're requesting for a reduction here, and there's two other liens that are more expensive than this one. So.
I'm sorry, Chip. What we have in our petition is reduction of time, more extension of time, rather.
No.
Is that wrong, or am I looking
They
at
did
it
that once.
Okay, so there's more than one.
Yeah,
I'm requesting
time,
more time.
What they're asking for is the penalty amount imposed by the city.
Oh,
is that
money.
A different one? And
That's
have?
At the top of page 3.
I think you're in the wrong one.
1923?
That's COM 110965. I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong number.
So which one?
John LaBeouf.
Okay.
COM 110965.
I'm
it's
sorry.
In the petition section.
In the petition section.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I remember. This was on 22nd Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
He was here the last time. He's the one that the mortgage company is just taking forever to foreclose on him.
Yes, sir. But now the mortgage company is asking for a reduction.
Oh, the mortgage, this is the mortgage company, not Mr. LaBeouf.
No, sir, the Rio Specialist.
Well, what have they done?
It's in compliance since you've gone by there, Jim. They're taking routine care of it now. Just in light of the 12 previous cases and the two additional liens beside this one, I don't understand this petition.
So the city of Ocala is opposed to?
Yes, sir.
This petition. Is there a motion?
Was there an amount they wanted to reduce to?
They didn't give us any indication. They just said a reduction in the total penalty amount opposed. Yeah.
So this is $9,500 plus the subsequent fine of $289 and $9,914?
They're asking for a reduction of the $9,000.
Okay. Yes. But they're in compliance now?
They are in compliance now.
I mean, we have reduced them in the past.
Yeah, but they didn't ask how much they wanted to reduce.
I think a dollar less would be fair enough.
Yeah. I'd say we accept the staff recommendation.
The city would stand in approval of that one.
Do we usually do a reduction?
We have done reduction when we've gained compliance in the past. My major problem with this is I don't understand why they're asking to reduce the lesser of the liens. There's other liens. One is for almost $20,000.
Maybe they just hadn't got to it yet.
I would rather see this come back to us when they gain control of the property. I mean, they have taken four or five years to foreclose on this.
And it's been a big
problem.
Plus,
they didn't tell what they wanted.
Right. It's been a horrible problem. There's nothing there. I would stand in opposition of it as well.
I'm sorry, I'm missing your point, Jay, because it's taken the bank, but the Rio company is the guy that buys in the middle, right? He's the middleman?
No, this is the bank.
This is the bank itself, and their company.
Round Point is the bank. This is the Rio specialist.
Yeah.
Of the bank.
Generally, what happens is whatever they get reduced, they get round, into their commission or whatever.
Yeah, so,
No hablo English. Okay. No problem.
Okay, I don't hear a motion either way. A motion not to accept by Ms. Brown. Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay, I got a motion, a second to not accept this this petition.
To deny that.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and the motion is to deny.
That'll bring us to the next request for extension or reduction. This is COM
11-1923. I'll be there.
Now we're here.
You got it.
I'm just ahead of the game.
Why don't you tell us what this is all about? Then?
Okay, they're asking reduction of time, extension of time.
They're asking for 60 days, and I think that the city is amenable to this. I don't think we'd have a problem due to their financial hardships, what have you. They have taken care of.
Okay, we can help. We can do this one quick. The city is in favor of this one. Is there a motion to accept?
There's a motion to accept.
Approve the petition?
Yes.
By Mr. Spartman and a second by Ms. Brown?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Bring up old business. With the exception of the two cases that we've already heard this evening, COM 11-0083, in which a 180-day extension was granted, and COM 11-1796, for which...
I thought it was
1798.
I'm sorry, 1798, for which we granted...
30 days.
Some extension
Chip,
there.
I thought it was 120 days.
It was 120. That's 120.
I thought you said 180.
No. I'm sorry. No, 120 days.
Sorry.
The city would like to pursue the rest of these as a consent agenda item. All the cases listed at the page 8.
Okay.
As non-compliant, they have an affidavit of non-compliant in their case file, and the city would like authorization to proceed with previous board order.
And you're certifying their non-compliance?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there a motion to that effect?
There's a motion to accept Chip's recommendation.
Okay.
Chip's.
Got a motion from Mr. Spartman on the non-compliance Massey hearing that they are in non-compliance. Okay. Second.
I'll second Chip's.
Right. I got a second.
Oh, this is getting Latricia. Bad if Chip's going to do it.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Who made a second, Jay?
Ms. Wilson.
Thank you.
That motion carries.
At this point, the city would respectfully request a motion from the board to accept all evidence presented, testimonies given, and presentations made.
Ms. Brown just made the motion.
Into the record.
Mr. Spartman seconded it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries as well.
Jay is very happy. He must get good Christmas presents.
They're in the car. They're waiting.
We made it, and it's before 7 o'clock. I
he
congratulate
gets a new
the
car.
Board.
We did a good job.
I'd like to introduce a new board secretary, Terry Pascal.
Hi, Terry.
Terry.
She comes to us from the military. She's retired from the Coast Guard.
Where's Carol going?
Carol's going to be with us till June.
Uh-huh.
So she's training Terry and another person to take her position, two person to fill.
Well, we've really just broken you in, okay? Yeah.
Sorry, I gotta go study.
Okay.
She's gonna go back to school to become an accountant.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I love it.
She's from the Coast Guard. She's semper paratus.
Yes.
Always prepared.
Ready.
Ready.
Always ready.
Mm-hmm. And she has some familiarity with court cases because she's done court martials before.
All right. Oh, wow.
Wow.
She can keep us in
line. Everybody be straight here.
Yeah.
Is there any further business to come before this board?
No, except I wish you all a very happy
okay.
Merry
we'll
Christmas.
Consider the meeting adjourned. Everybody, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Do you want me to sign these, Carol? You got Bill Bakowicz's name on it.
I know. I just changed them.
She'll generally scratch that out and put your name in.
I'm like, after I went to all that trouble, he's not here.
Okay, so you want me to sign them?
Please.
CJ.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Your job never ends, man.
Always.
Excuse me there.
Okay, I appreciate it.
He's here. Today I remember and he's not here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you very much. Okay, fantastic job. I made it through there. We'll do some.
Yeah, come back here, Matt.
Oh.
Get there.
Thanks.
It's way too political. Yeah.
You can do a presentation. Yes, sir. Yeah. I keep trying to get him to present. Be ready.
Yeah.
You got them all in order like you're supposed to be? Okay, so now you.
We don't know what they
did. You were good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it took a while to get good.
17 years.
But everybody
yeah.
got their own.
Okay, well, I appreciate
it.
It
took a while to figure it out. When I first started, I was writing, taking notes for everything.
Yeah, it's
like,
about 6-8 hours
right
a week.
Yeah, you go to council twice a week, on average.
Sure.
6 hours doing that, you're gonna go to.
You never know. I might need to refer to them. You know, sometimes you do.
4 or 5 hours.
Double check.
You burn your CD
there? So
yeah, I
got
pasted in there.
10 hours.
Right.
Constituent service,
yeah.
That kind of stuff.
I don't take calls.
You know what I think is weird? Maybe
that's your problem. See, that's my biggest concern. Do I have the patience to do it?
I'm the secretary. I'm not in the meeting.
Yeah.
Me if it was somebody else. That's a waste. I saw
yeah.
you did that one file on one CD. You know how much space is there?
Yeah, there's a lot.
I've got it.
There's a lot.
Talking with Tom and Rusty, you're okay with it. I got Kim to meet with Kim McKay tomorrow. He's our chair, board chairman.
Hey, yeah.
We've got to figure out the logistics.
Oh, that place up.
The board's definitely going to want to approve it. I appreciate it, Pat. Okay, thank you very much.
Two and a half hours of session and 5 seconds to make a decision. Oh, I'm familiar with it. Well, that was sort of a painless time. It went quick.
Yes, of course. Woo-hoo, finished.
I got this shit together, man. We rock and roll.
Okay, Carol.
Remember to change them all with his name so he can sign it.
That's the way it works.
That's the way it works, right? Thank you,
you're
very
sweet. Okay, you too.
I don't know about you.
See,
Eve, thanks, Jay. Great night. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, I don't know why. I wanted that.
This is not ours, right?
Oh, shoot.
Do with it.
No, it's Stacy's. I think Chip and I got one of those. Why did I do that?
Selling cocaine and doing the dog.
There it goes here.
I thought this was one of your nice pills.
That's one there.
They had, well, they had a dog fight establishment.
Let's look down the list. The monitors are all off.
Yeah, right.
It was a
Right. He was just adopting dogs. They had the SWAT team unadopt him.
You log
That's
off.
Why her door doesn't shut at all.
Well, she's probably in security for it.
Correct. That door will never close in my mind. The SWAT team fixed it.
I know, exactly.
They just rock and roll.
I didn't want to tell that lady the reason why her door won't lock anymore is because the SWAT team busted it open.
Yes, that denied us. Why you busted it open?
Because that was where they were doing the dog fighting and drug sales.
Oh.
I've got pictures of the dogs and stuff in the case.
Oh, and they busted it in to go raid the house. She said, I keep trying and they keep breaking in. That means, why would you want to live in that area, right?
Carol, did they turn off the tank for you?
Chips, yeah, tomorrow.
Turn it off.
Okay. Have a great night.
Yay, we got it.
I'm going to do it.
I'm 30 minutes bike, though.
Is.
Huh? We got to give 30 minutes bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I like giving time back. I like giving time.
Carol, you're going to have to do this.